Welcome to Talks from the Bible. But for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Romans 4, 24-25. God's plan for our justification from our trespasses was to pronounce us to be just by the acquittal of our guilt. This justification was effected in the death of Jesus Christ. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53:5. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed, 1 Peter 2:24. Christ was the sacrificial offering that would be accepted by God for our justification. God justifies humanity for trespasses and iniquities by the death of Jesus upon the cross with the result of life. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Romans 5:18-19. The fall of man into sin would place into effect the plan of God to justify the human family through the offering of Jesus Christ. Through the obedience of Jesus, we could become the righteousness of God in him, 2 Corinthians 5:21. The condition of acquittal is faith. To declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith, Romans 3:26-27. The righteousness of God demanded that a sacrifice for sin be made. Our justification came by the offering of the body of Jesus Christ by the law of faith. The law of faith requires our obedience to the demands of the law. God is the author of justification. Our justification is confirmed in the law of faith. In obedience, we must accept the offer of justification of our sins. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Galatians 2:16. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.